Steve, how pleased are you with your team tonight? Fantastic win.
Yeah, it was. You know, we come here under difficult circumstances, to be fair. We're robbed of Michael O'Connor yesterday when he has to pull out his little thigh problem. And then, obviously, we've named Rob Mewson, and Rob has to pull out with a back spasm and at 7:30. But to be fair to Michael Tidzer, he's come in for his first start of the season in a league fixture. And to be fair, I thought in spells he was the best player in the park, and that's a compliment to him. Other than, of course, the boy up front, who's quite exceptional for us. But I thought discipline all around the team, great shape, well organised. We knew it was going to be tough here because we're beating them 3-0. Doesn't make them a bad side, they're a very good side. And you have to work extremely hard to win here. But I thought we controlled the game from kick-off to the last kick-off.
Dicko has set a real standard now for the rest of his spell here at Rotherham United. What a performance, a hand in all of the goals.
Well, he's a good player. And we said recently, a week or so ago, that if we add to the squad, we're going to try and add a lot of back quality to it. We've got a real good squad here. More importantly, we've got some real good characters in the dressing room. And, you know, people keep trying to throw bombs in. He's filling it with this one, he's filling it with that one. And keep throwing your bombs in, because all it did is the same as last season. But, you know, statistically, we're going to be better in the second half of the season than what we are in the first half. And last season proved that. The more we work hard at a game, the more we work hard about the opposition, the more the players take on board what we're asking them to do, like this evening, then we'll do okay.
Could he get even better, Dicko? I mean, he's had quite a performance today, but he's not played an awful lot of football. As he gets even fitter, is he going to get even better?
Well, he's better than that. You know, I think for spells in the first half, he was quiet. And he probably positionally wise, let's be honest, he said 3 or 4 training sessions with us. And it's very difficult to get in 3 or 4 training sessions what you get in 3 or 4 weeks. But we worked extremely hard. We're grateful to Owen Coyle. You know, I think Coventry were one of the clubs that were in the mix to try and sign the kid. And it's fair to say that when we were down to Stevenage last week, I had about 16 meetings with his agent, trying to convince him that nothing to do with finance, but trying to convince him to convince his boy that this would be the place to come. And he's a young professional. He's still learning the game. But he came with absolutely fantastic references from people like Roberto Martinez and people like Owen Coyle, whose judgment I really, really do respect. And people like Paul Ince, who watched him a lot of Blackpool, of course, when he was watching his son last season.
If you're going to be truly honest, did you really expect that Ravel and Dicko would hit it off this quickly? Because their partnership up front, they had a chemistry there almost immediately, didn't they?
Well, they did. I think that can get better. And we think there's the way that... That Noah plays, he can also play wide, and he's got that electric pace, and he can run at people and take people on. So we're always going to deploy him as a striker, and that'll upset one or two. But, well, you know, I have a habit of doing that recently, don't I? So you need to make the brave decisions, the tough decisions, and sometimes that'll be when he's not playing an advanced role in terms of up front. But he's a young man that's come here to get some football. That's important to him, and it's important to Owen Coyle. And if he plays like that, of course, he'll get some football.
And Tid's impressed, and an opportunity for him that perhaps he wasn't expecting when he gets off the coach, and he kind of took it with both hands, didn't he?
Well, when you can see what we were down to, you know, 4 substitutes, 2 centre-halves, 1's a keeper, and Tubbsy, and when we to put Michael in. But I think at one stage I considered going in there myself, and then I realised that I might not last 90 minutes, so Michael Tid's got the shirt. And I thought some of his passing, some of his controlled play, some of his discipline to sit there and not leave Frecklington go and roll. And I think some of his closing down. And listen, this is against what I consider to be a very, very good Coventry side, who I think will finish in the playoffs. And I know they've got beaten to Tranmere on Saturday. That's a one-off, and they've got beat with us tonight. But I've got no doubt that Stephen Presley will be hot on tonight, and I've got no doubt that he'll be walking on the training ground, and I've got no doubt that there'll be a team that no one wants to come and play, or no one wants to see them come and play them. So we don't go away with a lack of respect. I got away with more respect, because I've probably seen 2 or 3 Coventry players when you're on the touchline as a coach and you realise how good they are.
Did Alex Ravel have to fight through the pain a little bit? Because he looked in some pain when he was down there, his head in his hands, everyone's thinking he's probably going to have to come off. He's ended up playing pretty much the best part of 90 minutes.
Yeah, he did. And probably a lot of strikers would have hobbled off. But we know what Alex gives us. A lot of people want to criticise him. I'll never criticise him. I love the kid to bits, and we'd take him wherever we go as a management team, and we would have him playing for us. And I know what it means for him to be a Miller, and that's very, very important to us. And it's very important that our players live as professionals and conduct themselves as professionals. And those that don't, surprise, surprise, Seller says, they find themselves on the way out, don't they?
How much of a concern is it that you only had a bench of four tonight? I mean, you're coming up to a hectic period, the window's going to close when you're not going to be able to bring anybody else in. Do you feel like we've got to get some bodies in now?
Well, you can feel it, but I'm not going to bring bodies in for the sake of it. We said it, what's the point of bringing two or three in and adding them to your bench and they're not going to get on the pitch? We know we have to try our best to do some business tomorrow, if we possibly can, or Thursday. We've got some calls we've been making for the last 3 or 4 days. It's not going to be a wake up on Thursday morning, let's make a call. If we're no well down the road by things by tomorrow tea time, then for players set to do things on Thursday morning, then we're really not going to be doing it. So, but you know, we get Mark Bradley's probably going to be away for 3 or 4 weeks. He had a scan last night that showed that his little groin is deep rooted, and it's going to be 3, maybe 4 weeks. So it puts further pressure on us. But you know, we're working hard, and the chairman has given me carte blanche to go and do what I need to do. But I have to say, I'm only going to bring players in that can make an impact. I could have come here tonight and brought three kids and sat them on the bench. I'm not going to play them, Rob. So what's the point of bringing kids and giving kids and parents and all sorts false hope? We've come here tonight. We had 6 substitutes as of yesterday, which was very strong. It was a strong bench, and obviously when you lose Michael O'Connor and you lose Rob Mielsen, and you then have to put Michael Tidzer in, then you're significantly reduced. But we'll have a fresh look at it in the morning. And the wonderful thing, I know if I need to do something, I've got wonderful support at this football club.
Just finally, expectations are growing. With every sort of result like this, the expectation just increases a little bit more. I sense that you're quite comfortable with that, though.
Well, we kind of get carried away. You know, this team is still capable of having days like Saturday, when everybody in the ground probably felt like criticising us, and probably rightly so at different times. It was a performance that was down a notch, but you know, we showed tonight, if when we go away from home, people give us a little bit more time to play in, a little bit more space to play good balls into, and that does make a big difference to the type of side we've got. We're trying to sign one or two players that perhaps can open doors for us and have that little bit of quality, and you know, let's see where we are when that emergency loan window shuts on Thursday. But you know, we've agreed something today with a player, and you know, but I never believe in it till it's actually Paul Douglas tells me it's signed and registered and all the bits, because it really is hard to get the type of quality player. The player we've gone for today was again wanted by 4 or 5 in League One, and we're just one of that number. And we got the word from the assistant manager of the first team that he was on the coach today, that he was chosen to join us. But we'll believe it when he signs.